Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The state attorney general is now involved in the investigation into city emails deleted by a top aide to Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Attorney General Martha Coakley is reviewing the matter alongside the Secretary of State. Coakley announced the move after Menino's office said the top aide who allegedly deleted the computer correspondence in possible violation of state public records laws would be going on leave. The situation is now an election issue with less than a month to go before the mayoral vote in Boston. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
Mayoral challenger City Councilor Michael Flaherty is more than happy to talk about the deleted emails of mayoral aide Michael Kenevy. Flaherty says they represent a culture that exists at City Hall and blames his opponent, Mayor Tom Menino.
He is the CEO, and you're talking about someone that rules our city with an iron fist. No development project gets an okay, no license, no permit without his permission. Okay, and when things go well in our city, he's the first person to step up to the microphones and to the cameras and take credit for it. But when things don't go well, he's the first person to blame somebody else. The buck stops with Mayor Menino.
Not with Kenevy, Flaherty says, adding the aide's decision to take an unpaid leave of absence does not make Menino any less responsible. Flaherty is stopping short of repeating publicly a phrase he used in a written statement that a fish rots from the head down. When a reporter asked Menino what he thinks of those words, the mayor was not eager to respond.
You want to deal with negative politics? I don't deal with negative politics. I talk about the sincerity of Boston and the greatness of our city and how we work for people every day.
Menino says the administration is continuing to cooperate with the Secretary of State's office, which is trying to determine if the deleted emails constitute a violation of the state's public records laws. And while Kenevy is off the city payroll for an undetermined amount of time, Menino says he will stay on as a volunteer on his re-election campaign.
Of course he will. He's a free. He can do what he wants. It's his own private time. He's not getting paid for my campaign, but it's a part of any citizen who wants to work in my campaign will work there.
It remains to be seen what, if any, political ramifications the deleted emails will have on the upcoming mayoral election. These voters in Mattapan are split. Dennis Edwards says people are going to believe what they want to believe.
They want to blame Mayor Menino, and they're going back and forth like a couple of boxers. And today it's tough to blame anything on anybody.
But Lisa Sharkey still wonders why the emails were deleted.
I don't know. It's really fishy, you know. It makes you wonder what was there.
Now the Attorney General's office is involved in finding out what was there. AG Martha Coakley says she's reviewing the matter.
We have been in touch with the Secretary of State. Let me say that I've said this consistently. He is the overseer of public records. That is his jurisdiction, and it's his responsibility.
And so, Coakley says, it is up to the Secretary of State to refer the case to her if criminal or civil laws have been broken. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.